Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Of course, I'm excited to talk to Denise Specht. And why is she joining us? Well, days away from starting, many Minnesota school districts are frantically changing plans for the fall, delaying the start of the school year, moving to distance learning, all at a moment's notice. And administrators are at wit's end, as are parents. But the teachers in the classrooms are the ones that are faced with the tasks of switching up lesson plans to match the changing climate. The president of Education Minnesota, Denise Specht, joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Welcome back, Denise.
Oh, hi, Geraldine. It's so nice to be back. Thank you.
It's great to have you back. I can imagine how busy you must be right now. Oh, my God. Are you exhausted?
It is busy. This is the time of the year, this is a really exciting time of the year for educators, parents, and students. But I would say that our first day jitters are a lot different this year. There's, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of questions, and this year is just different. And I think that we're finding that what you're seeing in districts all over the place is, just a change. Plans are changing at a moment's notice, and, a lot of anxiety in that.
That's for sure. I must say, the last time I spoke with you, everything was up in the air even then. Yet, you were so adamant about making decisions. Where is it going to happen? When are you going to make that final decision? Are we going to reopen or not? And here we are at another crossroad. So where do you think we're going from today?
Well, I think what we're seeing right now is districts really taking a really hard look at not just the county numbers. That's where they're starting, is what does it look like on the outside of our school and what kind of a learning model can we support? But they're really taking a hard look at what's going on inside of the school and if the school can actually support the learning model that they're choosing. They're looking at everything from, do we have the staffing levels necessary to do the learning model we've chosen? Do we have enough cleaning supplies to do what we need to do and do it safely for everybody? Are we able to provide training and support for our students and staff so that they are teaching and learning in a safe way? And I think what we're finding is, several districts are now taking a real hard look at what's going on inside of their schools, and they're realizing, we just don't quite have everything we need just yet to provide a safe teaching and learning space. And so we're going to take some time to do it right. And I applaud them for that.
So has the concerns of the teachers, I think that they would probably speak the loudest right now. Has it changed since the last time we spoke? Are the teachers more concerned than they expressed before?
Geraldine, I'm really sorry. I have a really bad connection. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Is this better?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. So the teachers last time were very vocal about how they felt whether we should open or not. Have those concerns changed? Has it gotten worse? Are we seeing more teachers leave instead of more that are saying, hey, we can make this work?
Right. I think we're seeing a little bit of all of that. I mean, we're definitely, now that educators are, you know, understanding what learning model their districts are choosing. They're maybe getting into their classrooms or, you know, taking a look at what their workspace looks like, and they're getting a better idea of what can or can't be done. So in some places, you know, we have school districts that are, you know, they've got all the safety equipment they need. They've done all of the preparations, and the educators feel pretty good. They're like, yep, okay, we're going to make the best of this. But we know that there are some places, and educators have been in their classrooms, they know that it's just not possible. You know, there isn't enough space to, you know, spread out desks or to be socially distant. We don't see a lot of the protective equipment that's necessary. Not everybody has their masks yet. You know, so there are just some places where, you know, they're seeing, you know what, I don't really feel good about where we're at right now. I'd say the other thing is that now that we're kind of coming to the, here we are, you know, next, this is workshop week. You know, this is the week where educators are tend to be preparing for the year and looking at their class lists and building lesson plans. And we've got some places where educators don't even know what they're teaching yet. That just adds a lot of uncertainty. But lastly, I would say we have a number of educators who need accommodations, whether they have underlying health conditions or they're taking someone care of someone at home who, you know, is at risk. And unfortunately, they're finding that they're not able to or they're not being accommodated by their school districts. So that adds a level of uncertainty and anxiety as well. And in many of those cases, teachers are having to make a hard decision. Do I take a leave? Do I walk away? Do I leave this profession? What can be done? So it's been, I see a tough week coming up for quite a number of educators.
The union is there to correct them, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yep. So Education Minnesota has been providing resources and support and helping kind of find some solutions. I mean, overall, we're really trying to problem solve and trying to help everybody see there is a path here and there are options. But sometimes, unfortunately, you know, there might be less cooperation from the district. And so we have to, you know, provide some avenues for those educators, whether it's filing a discrimination lawsuit or, you know, filing grievances. But we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that educators have a path to be successful, because if they leave, who's going to replace them? We have a teacher shortage, unfortunately. We have a substitute teacher shortage. So I just hope that we can do everything that we can to make sure that educators are accommodated so that they can do the best that they can for their students.
Right. And we have millions
and
millions and millions
of... Carolyn.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I was going to say there are millions of people off from work that have degrees, and I'm wondering, have you looked at reducing some of the certification that's needed, or are working out a way where they can get that while they're working? Are you finding a way to get more people to come forward and apply for these jobs?
Well, I think, you know, we do need to look at a long-term plan for the teacher shortage. We had a shortage before COVID, and, you know, this isn't helping, that's for sure. But I think that we have to look at some other things besides, you know, taking a look at standards to get into the profession. There are reasons why people are leaving the profession, and it doesn't matter really what kind of a degree they have. When pay and benefits aren't keeping up, when working conditions aren't up to snuff, and think about what it looks like right now in a pandemic, there are a lot of issues and concerns that are driving people away from the profession. And even if we brought people in for a short time, we're finding that people are leaving at rapid rates for many of the reasons I mentioned, besides, you know, college affordability and, you know, new to the profession, newer educators are leaving because they just can't afford to pay their college debt and things like that. So that could be a whole other show. But I guess the point is that if the conditions aren't right, it doesn't matter who wants to be in a classroom. I'm afraid that they're going to end up leaving also.
Let me ask you a final question. When it comes to the students possibly coming to back to some of the schools, they're opening up some of the cafeterias and libraries to help, you know, the whole social distancing, making those actual school classrooms. At the same time, I, as a parent and grandmother, am very worried about the students' mentality during the protest, during the police brutality, and so much more. Will the schools be looking at this? Will the Minnesota schools have this on their docket at the top of the list, that this is something they have to talk to the parents and the students about?
I hope so. I think if we don't, we're missing a big opportunity, Geraldine, and I absolutely support that.
Well, I sure hope it works. Denise, thank you so much for joining us. And you know, I'll be calling on you again for more updates.
I hope so. And I am sorry. I'm sorry about our connection. I just haven't been able to hear all your questions.
Oh, that's okay. It's
You'll
on my end, not yours.
I answered them right.
It's on my end. Absolutely, you did. Denise, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Geraldine. Bye-bye. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.